This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The United Nations and the U.S. State Department have expressed alarm over reports of civilian casualties in an airstrike in Ethiopia's Tigray region that left dozens of civilians dead. UN spokesman Stéphane Dujarric said Secretary General Antonio Guterres is alarmed by the reports and called on all sides in the conflict to do their utmost to protect civilians and to obey international humanitarian law. State Department spokesman Ned Price said the United States condemned what he called this reprehensible act and called for an urgent and independent investigation, as well as remedial action to hold those responsible for this attack accountable. The alleged airstrike comes amid some of the fiercest fighting in the Tigray region since the conflict began in November, as Ethiopian forces, supported by those from neighboring Eritrea, pursued Tigray's former leaders. Hong Kong's most vocal pro-democracy newspaper, The Apple Daily, printed its last edition on Thursday. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Apple Daily has been forced to shut down after five editors and executives were arrested and millions of dollars in its assets were frozen as part of China's increasing crackdown on dissent. The board of directors of Next Media says in a statement the print and online editions will cease due to the current circumstances prevailing in Hong Kong. The Daily was founded by tycoon Jimmy Lai in 1995, just 2 years before Britain handed Hong Kong back to China, and initially was a tabloid known for its celebrity gossip. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A mixed day on Wall Street. The Dow dropped by 0.21%. The S&P lost 0.11%, but the Nasdaq gained 0.13%. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden announced new efforts Wednesday to stem a rising national tide of violent crime, declaring the federal government is taking on the bad actors doing bad things to our communities. Speaking at the White House, the president outlined steps to go after people who break federal gun laws and to establish strike forces to stop weapons trafficking.
Talk to most responsible gun owners and hunters. They'll tell you there's no possible justification for having 100 rounds in a magazine of a gun. Like I've said before, what do you think? The deer wearing Kevlar vest?
Biden's plan focuses on providing money to cities that need more police, offering community support, and most of all, cracking down on gun violence and those supplying illegal firearms. Crime rates have risen after plummeting during the initial months of the coronavirus pandemic, creating economic hardship and anxiety. An Indiana woman on Wednesday became the first defendant to be sentenced in the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, while a member of the Oath Keepers extremist group pleaded guilty in a conspiracy case. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Graydon Young pleaded guilty to conspiracy and obstruction of an official proceeding. He is the first Oath Keeper to plead guilty. Young also agreed to cooperate in the investigation. Authorities say he was seen on camera wearing a helmet and tactical vest, part of the military-style stack, marching through the crowd before entering the Capitol building. Another Oath Keeper, John Ryan Schaefer, also pleaded guilty, but not to conspiracy. Anna Morgan Lloyd from Indiana was the first person sentenced in connection with the riot. 3 years probation. After the riot, Lloyd called January 6th the best day ever. In court, she apologized to the court, her family, and the American people. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Russia said one of its warships in the Black Sea fired warning shots and a warplane dropped bombs Wednesday to force a British destroyer out of an area near Crimea that Moscow claims as its territorial waters. The Russian Defense Ministry said a patrol ship had fired warning shots after the HMS Defender had ignored a notice against intrusion and sailed 3 kilometers into Russia's territorial waters near Sevastopol, the main Russian naval base in Crimea. Britain denied that account and insisted its ship was not fired upon. It was the first time since the Cold War that Moscow acknowledged using live ammunition to deter a NATO warship, reflecting the growing risk of military incidents amid soaring tensions between Russia and the West. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.